Thank you, Carl. Thank you all so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Zelda Menard. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Zelda. How are you?
Good.
That's a great name. I've never met, I don't know if I've met anybody named Zelda outside of video games, so I'm really pleased to meet you. Well, welcome to the show, Zelda. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Zelda's topic?
Win or die trying, or I'll kill you myself.
Owners and coaches will do anything to make sure their team wins, whether it's bringing in a star player, paying their players better, or secretly injecting them with anabolic horse roids. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of teams going to unusual lengths to achieve victory, only one of which is true. Pick that real one, you will win our prize, Carl Kelsall's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. First up, let's hear from Peter Gross.
It was late January 2010, and perennial underdogs, the New Orleans Saints, were heading to their first Super Bowl. Owner Tom Benson believed in his team, but he was just superstitious enough to go the extra mile. So when a local voodoo priest named Daruk Thibodeau offered to put a curse on Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning, Benson cautiously accepted. Mr. Thibodeau invited members of the Saints organization to attend the ritual at his shack in rural Temple Bay, Louisiana, where the following occurred. A rooster wearing a miniature version of Manning's number 18 Colts jersey was placed into the center of a pit, along with a rattlesnake painted black and gold representing Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, that swiftly attacked the rooster, sending a lethal dose of venom into its jugular. Horrified members of the Saints staff left in shock and quickly disassociated themselves with Thibodeau. But after the Saints intercepted Manning in the fourth quarter to seal their Super Bowl win, Thibodeau said, quote, "Y'all can pretend that curse didn't work, but I know better."
Voodoo before the New Orleans Saints Super Bowl. Your next story of the team pushing the envelope comes from Kyrie O'Connor.
You know how you're intently watching your favorite team on TV and you leave the room to get more nachos? And when you get back, your team's suddenly losing? You could be onto something there. Reports have surfaced that the now divorcing skillionaire owners of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Frank and Jamie McCourt, hired a 71-year-old Russian spiritual healer to think good thoughts about the Dodgers. This Rasputin of Chavez Ravine is Vladimir Spunt, who was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars over 5 years to sit in front of his TV in Boston and beam his special V energy across 3,000 miles to the Dodgers. "It is very big work," he said. "I like to win."
A Russian spiritualist sending positive energy to the Dodgers from thousands of miles away. Your last story of doing what it takes to win comes from Tom Beaudet.
David Laidlaw had led his self-styled Worcester Gryffindors Pee-wee hockey team through the semifinals with some good old-fashioned coaching and, he admitted later under oath, caffeinated juice boxes. But last week's regional championship in Springfield, Massachusetts, called for some special motivation. Taking a cue from his 6- and 7-year-old players' fascination with the Harry Potter stories, Laidlaw lined up his team in the Springfield train station and pointed to a brick wall. "You kids win this championship," he told them, "and you'll walk through this wall like Harry Potter and his pals and take that magic train straight to Hogwarts." The kids loved their coach, of course, and believed everything he said. And through luck and pluck and some well-placed pucks, the Gryffindors returned to the station trophy in hand. 2 broken noses and a minor concussion later, bystanders intervened to restrain the young champs from continuing to hurl themselves at the bricks. Charged with child endangerment, Coach Laidlaw expressed no regrets. "Look, they were going to find out it's all make-believe anyway. Why not get something out of it before they wise up?"
All right. So somebody did one of these things to help their team. Was it from Peter Gross, the management of the New Orleans Saints, bringing in a voodoo doctor? From Kyrie O'Connor, the owners of the L.A. Dodgers, hiring a Russian psychic to send positive mental beams to them from watching on TV? Or from Tom Beaudet, a Pee-wee hockey coach, promising the kids that if they win, they all get to go to Hogwarts, which is the real story from the world of sports.
Well, I'm partial to Massachusetts as my home state, but I'm going to go with the first one, the voodoo, because I've read Tori Spelling's biographies, and I know it's true. She goes to voodoo people.
She go, oh, that explains her, her whole career, her I guess. Yeah. So you're going to go with Peter Gross's story by way of Tori Spelling.
Yep.
So that's your story, the story of the voodoo. Well, we spoke to a sports writer who, in fact, covered this story.
Dr. Spunt was on the Dodgers payroll for 5 years, and he claimed that he could use his healing energy to send positive vibes, if you will, from Boston all the way to Los Angeles.
That was Bill Shaken. He's a sports reporter for the L.A. Times, explaining how, in fact, the L.A. Dodgers hired a Russian psychic. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but you earned a point for Peter. And you know why? Because Peter killed the chicken. It was almost a voodoo ritual there to cause you to choose him. It was very effective and evil. Well, thank you so much for playing, Zelda. We really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Zelda.